tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERCDelivery.com. And actually in the studio with us this week, Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. Bill, welcome to the studio. Welcome to Chicago.
Yes, a little cold here, but pleasure to be here.
Good to see you. Bill is at the Sun Times show in Rosemont all this weekend, taking in consignments for the Huggins and Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com. So that's what time is the show today? What time will you be there today? Do you know, Bill?
Today the show opens at 10 a.m., and I'll be there today until about 2 o'clock. And I believe the show runs until about 4.
Okay. So you flying out today?
I am, yes.
Good thing you didn't try to do that last Sunday. All those tornadoes, man. Good luck to the people in Washington, Illinois. That was just incredible, the tornado that hit there. Really something last week. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. We'll be taking your questions about the value of your sports collectibles. If you have pop culture, political items you want to know the value of, we'll be here to try to give an estimate what we think it might go for in an auction. Vince, the winners didn't, didn't email you, so we've got three boxes this week.
3 weeks of boxes to give away today. So if you want to win the contest, you got to listen to the end of the show and email me when I announce the winner, and I will set up a delivery for you.
And your email is?
Vince@ercdelivery.com.
Well, we're giving away three boxes this week, then. We're giving away, in addition to last week's Panini Prism hockey box and Bowman Platinum baseball box, we're giving away a Topps Prime football box. So get the phone going, folks. You can also email during the week to Vince@ercdelivery.com if you get an item you can't get in through the phone lines, or you don't like to talk on the phone or whatever. Like, you got an email this week, right, Vince? What'd you get?
Yeah, I got an email from a guy named Jim who had a Notre Dame number 3 jersey signed by Lou Holtz, and it was game used.
Game used?
Yeah,
by
he said it was game used. A game jersey.
Oh, I bet it was just a game-style jersey.
Yeah, I don't think it was Joe Montana. Otherwise, he would have said that.
Yeah, if it was a Joe Montana game-used jersey, why would you have Lou Holtz on it? I don't know why he would do that.
Definitely.
It's just a Notre Dame jersey signed by Holtz, I think it's probably $150 to $200.
What do you think, Bill, on that?
Yes, I would agree that. Yeah. I don't know, like Tom said, I don't know why you would get Lou Holtz to sign Joe Montana's game-worn jersey, if that's what it was.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't. But sometimes, a lot of times, people think they have game-used stuff, and it really isn't, and then they get all the technicalities out of the way. What? So now, also with Vince was almost in the news this week. I'm surprised nobody called you up, Vince, and from any of the local news programs. He pulled a card, actually got it at T-Crown out of Exquisite Basketball this week. Where you can explain what it was, Vince.
Well, all I could say is I got a couple guys at your store on Tuesday texted me saying, am I going to come by to open up a box of Upper Deck Exquisite? It just came out.
Okay.
I said, well, maybe. And, you know, so I ended up going there, and I opened up one box, and I saw this Roman numeral 16. And the Roman numeral 16 actually was 16 LeBron signatures on one booklet card.
And it's a one-of-one
booklet. It's a one-of-one. It's hard to get. God knows the odds. So put it on eBay, and it's just going crazy. It's over like $5,000 right now. So it's been the talk of the week.
Well, that's the thing. There's so many people look at it like it's a waste of LeBron signatures. Why would you do that? But really, from a hobby standpoint, it's got everybody talking about it. There's also one like that with Jordan with 16 different. What I like better, they have, I think, 9 different ones where there's 16 different guys signed, and Jordan is one of them, I think, on all nine of those. That makes more sense to me. Like, if you got the one of the 90s Bulls championship teams all on one, or if you had the Heat all on one, that makes more sense to me. But meanwhile, when you've got a card that you can get out of a pack that's going for over $5,000, I'm sure our producer, Adam Abdallah, he'd be okay with that, right? No problem with that. So the number here is 312-332-3776. We have a couple callers on the line. Dale from Park Ridge. What do you have there, Dale?
58 New York Yankees signed baseball. My father-in-law grew up in New York, and he got it when he was a kid, and he gave it to me, and just wondering. The year they won the World Series, Yogi Berra is on there, Mickey Mantle's on there. There's a lot of recognizable names. I have a list of the roster. It looks full. It looks like there's at least 20, 25 names on there.
Ball pretty yellowed, signatures clear. How's the ball and the signatures?
The ball is yellowed. Signatures are in, it looks like blue, and it looks made with a pen, not a Sharpie. I don't know if they had Sharpies back then.
Yeah, I'm not, maybe Bill Huggins knows the first year of Sharpies, but I don't know. Bill, what do you think of a 58 Yankees ball?
Well, Dale, is it on an official American League ball?
It's official American League ball, yes.
Okay, that's a giant hurdle to clear.
Signed by William
Harridge.
I can't make that out.
It should be William Harridge, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's what it is?
Yeah.
William Harridge, president, yeah.
Yeah. You say it's got 20-plus signatures on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mantle and Ford and Berra and all those guys, and they're pretty bold and clear and readable?
Yeah.
Gosh, Dale, that's 1,000 to 2,000, maybe more, just depending on how strong the signatures are.
And if I wanted to get it authenticated, how do I do that? Where do I go, and how much does it cost?
Well, is it something you're looking to sell?
No, not really.
Okay. You can send it to JSA, James Spence Authentications. They will certainly authenticate the ball for you. They're out of Parsippany, New Jersey.
So I actually send the ball over there?
You do. I mean, I know some people are a little skeptical about doing that, but honestly, Dale, we send millions of dollars worth of items to them. Every year, and they have lost zero.
Okay.
Dale, you could also take it to the Sun-Times show today, actually, and I would imagine JSA is at the Sun-Times show and drop it off to them. You might want to check their website, make sure they're there.
They are there.
Yeah, well, there you go. So you could take it, drop it off, and insure it for the way back, and you'll get it back. You know, if you're not selling it, you really don't need to get it authenticated, but just for your own sake to know they're real, it's a good thing to do. So thanks for the call. It's a good item.
Awesome.
Next on the line, we have Mike from the Ville, Naperville. What's new, Mike?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I was wondering what a Nolan Ryan White Whale printing plate autograph would go for.
Oh, was that out of this year's Triple Threads?
No, actually 2005.
2005 Triple Threads. That actually might be better. It's hard to predict on one of ones. You know, they're fun things to auction and see what happens. But I would think it would be at least 300 or 400, and that could go higher. Now, Bill, at Huggins and Scott Auctions, you take some of the newer items like that if you think they have a chance to maybe go for 500 or more?
We're probably the only auction house that will sell what I call shiny cards in our auction.
Right.
And some of them have really blown up. I mean, I just am amazed at what some of the numbers get for these things. That's not really my forte as far as the prices on those go. I have a lot of my coworkers who kind of do more of the evaluations on those.
But that's neat, Mike. A one-of-one, it's sometimes it just takes two guys that really want it, and then you're in really good shape. Next on the line, we have, Eric from the South Side. Thanks for calling, Eric. What do you have?
Hey, how you doing, man? One day, I've been collecting since I was a kid, and I decided to give all my stuff. It's going to go to my son, who plays football and everything for University of Dubuque. And I went into the store, and I paid $10 for a box, and I got a Chris Paul when he was at the New Orleans Hornets, either first or second year autograph card, and it's one of three.
Oh, that's a good one, actually. Boy, you know, that might be something Vince could find something if on eBay that's gone that low numbered. It's another hard one to predict, but depending on the product, how nice it is, it might be a good thing to get graded where you grade the thing, but that's a few hundred dollars at least. He's a great player, low numbered. If it is from his truly from his rookie year, that's hundreds of dollars there, Eric. That's a great item.
Boy. Who's the manufacturer of the card?
I think he said it was from Upper Deck. He's already off the line.
Oh, okay,
but,
gotcha.
Yeah, it was numbered to three, and he said it was from his rookie year. So, okay. Tony from Oak Park has an I'm wondering, who signed this golf shoe, Tony?
Yeah, I've got a charity auction golf shoe signed by Johnny Unitas, Paul Horning, and Mike Ditka.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool. How long ago did you get that signed?
I picked it up probably about 15 years ago.
A golf shoe with those.
Golf shoe.
Well, at least you got three Hall of Famers. You know, Unitas' signatures are good because he passed away at a relatively young age. I'm thinking, what do you think, Bill? A couple hundred dollars for that? Maybe?
Oh, I would say if you can find the right guy who's collecting golf shoes.
Golf shoes
days.
Signed by football players. Yeah. There's not a big market for that, but it's a neat item. Okay, thanks for the call. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi from ercdelivery.com and Bill Huggins from Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're here to take your questions about the value of your sports collectibles, maybe your pop culture items, whatever you might have. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. If we like the item, if we think it adds to the show, we'll put you in our drawing. We're giving away three boxes of cards this week. And you're listening to ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan. You know, I was a couple weeks ago, I had mentioned that there was a marathon in Naperville, and I saw this funny picture in the paper that I was going to mention last week. There's a picture of this lady standing in the crowd rooting on the runners, and she had a sign that says, "Go, random stranger, go." I guess what else do you do at a marathon? Huh? You know, people jog by. There's not a whole lot you can do. So, the number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call with an item that you want to know the value of. Mike from Detroit has been waiting, and it sounds like you have a good item here. Thanks for waiting. Mike, what do you have?
I got a 1934 baseball signed by 22 members of the Boston Red Sox.
Woo. Nice. How long have you had that?
A couple weeks. I picked it up at an estate sale.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I sent it to PSA to get authenticated.
Did you really? And, how did it look condition-wise?
It's a little faded. Some of the signatures are rough. You can still tell that it's an official American League Baseball from the era.
Jimmy Fox is probably one of the biggest ones on that one, right, Bill? How was the Jimmy Fox signature?
Jimmy Fox is not on it. I got Lefty Grove, Herb Pennick. I think the most interesting one is, I believe it was Gordy Hinkle. He was a backup catcher, and he played 27 career games with Boston and only in 1934. And I believe he died in 1940 at the age of 33. Hmm. And he's on there. I don't know if that makes it more valuable because he wasn't any good. But
what do you think of that ball, Bill?
Well, gosh, Mike, when you get a ball that has a obscure name on it from somebody who was not around or came up for a cup of coffee, as they say, some of those can actually blow up in an auction. You just don't know because, like of what you just said, Mike, the signature is so rare, it comes around so infrequently that there is really very little to compare it to as to what it is sold for.
Okay.
So really that might help make up for the fact that Fox isn't on it then, Bill?
Yeah. No, I mean, a 34 Red Sox ball, I mean, as long as you can see the names and read them, that's a great item.
So are you, if you're thinking of putting it in a Huggins and Scott auction when you after you get it authenticated, Bill, what would he need to do to get in touch with you?
Hey, just need to either give me a call at our home office or email us, and I'd be with a number, and I'd be happy to get back with him.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mike. Next on the line, we have, let's see, who's been waiting the longest here? It looks like Nick from Downers Grove. What do you have there, Nick?
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
How are you today?
Doing well.
Good. I got two items. First item is a Joe DiMaggio autograph. I bought a newspaper back in the 90s. It was the New York Times. It was the day after his game 56 of his hit streak. And when I was at the Sun Times show, I had him write autograph right next to the box score, and I got a picture of him signing the newspaper, so on and so forth.
Probably on a newspaper, that's probably only about 150, maybe 200, I would think.
Either though, it's from the 1942 game 56 of his hit streak.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes what type of difference might that make, Bill? Does
well,
that help?
When was it signed? It wasn't signed in 1942, right?
No, it was signed in. He was at the Sun Times show in somewhere in the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, Tom, you're probably closer to your, right, to your truth than in about $150. I mean, gosh, Nick, if that thing was signed, you know, back in the 40s, whole different story.
Yeah, that's true. Boy, that makes a big difference if you get it early in their career. Bill from Beecher has been waiting. Thanks for waiting. Bill, what do you have?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I've got two items, actually. The one thing that I wanted to bring up was I've got a 1987 Bears yearbook. Autographed by Otis Wilson, Dan Hampton, Wilbur Marshall, Neil Anderson, Doug Flutie, Walter Payton, Jim McMahon, Kevin Butler. As far as I can remember, that's the
well, Walter Payton makes it worth it's probably at least $300 or $400. What you really want is the Super Bowl Bears team items that really can go for some money, but that's still good. As long as you have Walter on items, it's still good. You know, you might have a little JFK. You might be tired of hearing about JFK a bit, but with all the news footage and everything with the 50-year anniversary, it brought to mind about 15 years ago, I had somebody brought in a batch of photos into T-Crown, and one of the photos was one of the eeriest photos I've ever seen. It was shot from maybe a third or fourth floor of probably a hotel, I would imagine, in Chicago, and seated in the back of a limousine with the top down in the back seat were JFK and Mayor Daley, and they were guffawing. Somebody, one of them had told a joke that just cracked the both of them up, but just from the angle of it and being in the back seat of a limo, it was really a cool item. Bill, would you on an original photo like that, do you ever get that type of thing in an auction where you think that might have value, an item like that?
You're talking about wire photos?
Yeah, if it was a wire photo. I don't remember if it was, but...
Now, unsigned?
Unsigned, just an original photo.
Yeah, I mean, we deal, Tom, more with wire photos of sports athletes and items like that. And, yeah. I mean, we've had a lot of Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays type things. The ones that do real good are the ones where they're in action. They're on the field as opposed to walking down the street or in street clothes or posed on the sidelines in the dugout.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like those a lot better myself. Now, Huggins and Scott Auctions has had a couple of JFK items. In 2010, they had from an Upper Deck product a one-of-one JFK and Marilyn Monroe dual-cut signature, which actually did even better than Vince's 16 times. Of course, yours hasn't ended yet, Vince.
No, it hasn't.
The 16-time LeBron signature, but that went for $8,800. So you guys do well with some of the big-time newer stuff in Huggins and Scott. And then another kind of cool item just this last October was from JFK used to smoke cigars, and one of the cigars from his batch of cigars, I don't know, you know, how good they were. They must have been good. But it was cigar in a frame, like in a
shadow box
underneath a photo of JFK smoking a cigar. That went for $1,185, wow. But it was a cool item. So
how do you certify that?
Yeah, that it was actually. I wonder how that was. Yeah. But yeah, that's some cool stuff. So Paul is driving along the highway. What do you have there, Paul?
Hello.
Hi.
I've got a, and this is coming from my memory because I don't have anything with me, but my dad was a page in the U.S. Senate, and he was at a Washington Senators New York Yankees game. Caught a foul ball. We got a letter where he wrote back to my grandma about it. And he got that foul ball signed by the Yankees. There's about 9 signatures on there, I think. 2 that we can make out real good are Lefty Gomez and Joe DiMaggio.
Okay. Now, Bill, a ball like that, if it's all Yankees but not enough to be a team signed ball and signed from that era, what type of value does that have compared to like a team signed ball?
Well, Tom, those are tough to put a price on. Those are more personal and sentimental value than you would be a whole lot of public value. Paul, I mean, I don't know if it, the questions I always ask are, is it on an official ball and you don't have it in front of you, so that's hard to answer, but, you know.
Well, it was a game ball.
Game used ball.
Well, so chances are probably pretty good it was an official ball.
Yeah. Then, yeah.
It's if the signatures are all readable and everything without seeing it, it's at least $500 plus what I don't know without seeing it.
Yeah, very nice. And if you want to auction it, Huggins & Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com. Next on the line, we have Greg from Lake in the Hills. What's new, Greg?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Doing well.
Good. I've got a couple items, both all Blackhawks. First thing is 2010, when the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup, their first home opening game, they had 6 skaters skate out on the ice in full equipment. Tony Esposito, they had Bobby Hall, they had Makita, they had Dennis Savard, Jonathan Toews, and Patrick Kane. And then the Blackhawks took a picture of them.
Yeah.
And they made 500 of these. And I have, with the authenticity letter from the Blackhawks, I have number 1 of 500.
Wow. Of the photo. Now, do you have they're signed also?
They're signed by all those players, correct.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. That's a nice history of the Blackhawks.
It was the year they won the Stanley Cup after 49 years, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. So was the first game of the season, and then they ended up winning it that year, or was the first game of the season after they won?
No, that was the first game of the season before they won it.
Yeah, that's cool. I would think at least a few $100 on that, don't you think, Bill?
That could be even more than that. Number one of these limited edition things, I mean, can certainly be crazy money. That you're into more artwork and litho stuff that crosses over into sports memorabilia when you get into number one things.
Yeah.
Right. And
well,
then I got
if you're well that's good on that one, but if you're ever interested in auctioning it, let some people battle it out, Greg, and who knows where that might go. One more before the break here. We've got Cal from Portage is on the line. Tell us what you have real quick here, Cal.
I have a Notre Dame football signed by Walter Payton at the College Football Hall of Fame in South Bend.
A Notre Dame football. I would think that would be at least $300. There's not much of a tie-in to the Notre Dame with Walter, but that's still neat. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERCDelivery.com and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com. We're on Sunday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Hang in there. We're going to be back in a minute. You're listening to ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com, and we're giving away 3 boxes of cards to one caller, so hang in there, folks.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We were talking at the break about a week or two ago, a listener called in about a Satchel Paige signed ball and that it had another signature on it. And it's like, oh, that it's too bad. It's always more valuable if it's a single sign ball. But like Bill Huggins said, it's not always. If that other signature had been Josh Gibson, then you would have had some. Now, you had a single sign Josh Gibson ball selling in auction, Huggins and Scott auction?
It wasn't in our auction. It was a ball we had. This was actually prior to us having Huggins and Scott auctions.
Oh.
And I'm not sure exactly what company it was, but this was back in the late 90s. And sold for, I believe, $36,000.
Wow.
Walked into my retail store, and we put it in an auction. And
wow.
The guy was absolutely thrilled when I gave him a check for what it sold for.
I can imagine, man.
Brought it in an old Argyle sock. You know.
Yeah, who knows what that would even go for now. You don't see his signatures at all,
no.
Josh Gibson. The way people talk about him, he might have been one of the best power hitters in the history of baseball if he had been allowed to play, but we'll never know for sure. Tommy from Roscoe Village, you've been waiting forever here. Tommy, thanks. What do you have?
Yeah, good morning, Tom, Bill, Vince. I love your show, man. It's awesome.
Thanks.
I got a Bears like monogram football, and I got Dick Butkus signed on there, Mike Singletary, and Urlacher. They're all, hopefully, Urlacher's going to get in the Hall of Fame, but I was like,
yeah,
a collection on that, but I was just knowing what the value of it would be right now.
I would think a couple hundred for maybe 150, 200 for Bears fans. That's three of the favorite linebackers. The number here is 312-332-3776. Call with a question about the value of your item. We've got about 20 minutes left, and we're giving away to one caller three boxes of cards this week, actually, because the winner has to email Vince at ercdelivery.com, and they didn't do it the last 2 weeks. So you have to listen to the end of the show. If you win, we're giving away a box of Panini Prism Hockey, a box of Bowman Platinum Baseball, and we've added this week a box of 2013 Topps Prime Football. So the number's 312-332-3776. You can also tweet a question. I'm T Crown Tom. T Crown Tom on Twitter. So if you ever want to tweet to T Crown Tom,
well, that's that 10 times fast.
Yeah, especially on a Sunday morning. Huh? That's not easy to get it all out there. But if you do tweet me a question, if we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. Or if you send an email to Vince at ercdelivery.com, a question of an item. And if we use it on the show, you'll be in the drawing. So waiting on the line, we have Rick from St. Louis. Now, do you hear us on the radio in St. Louis, or are you just listening online, Rick?
I'm actually driving right now.
Okay.
I heard it.
All right. Very good. Sounds like
you're... What I have is, I got a Brett Hall hockey stick that he used in the playoffs that I picked up at a silent auction.
So it's a...
I actually had to wait until the game was over, go to a game and wait until the game was over and pick it up from the Blues.
Huh. Cool. Now, what do you think of a? I don't know much compared to bats. How are game used hockey sticks of a guy like Brett Hall? Much value to that?
Well, we call them hockey bats, you know.
Yeah, right.
A Brett Hall game used stick is, you know, 500.
It's autographed by him. It's on the blade.
Right, 500, 1,000, maybe more. A lot of those guys who played in the 80s and 90s and stuff like that are. They started to use a lot more sticks than the guys who played back in the 60s and 70s and started to give more of them away, hence when the collecting industry started. So they don't have as much value as some of the older sticks would. But Brett Hull, Brett Hull is still Brett Hull. So.
Yeah.
Right. Still in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thanks for the call. Next on the line, we have Tom from Merrillville. What's new, Tom?
Yes, sir. Love your show, you guys. Thank
nice.
You.
Yeah.
I have a set of coins from 95, 96, actually 96 Bulls Championship when they were 72 and 10 from the Highland Mint.
Okay.
They're a limited set of coins, 1,500, and they're inlaid with one troy ounce of silver and gold overlay, 24 karat.
Well, with the gold overlay, I would think that helps the value. What'd you pay for them at the time? I don't think they've climbed in value much, but do you remember what?
I think they were about $75 or $90 at the time, Tom, and they're $1,500 is all they made.
Yeah, that's not that limited. You know, there's other things like in cards and things that they'll do $5, $10, $15, so that doesn't sound like that low of an amount, but it's still a good collectible, just not all that valuable. Okay, here's an item from Bobby in Is it Mount Carroll, Bobby? Where are you?
It's Mount Carroll, Illinois. I'm actually on 55 on my way to St. Louis right now.
Oh, okay.
I got a few things. I used to work in the sports industry. I used to be a camera person, and back in 93, I was out working in L.A., did the Stanley Cup, and I have a game-used, in the Stanley Cup puck that I had Wayne Gretzky, and I actually have the Sports Illustrated cover with him on it, the puck. There's me right in the background, but it's got when I have my credentials and everything else to help validate that, and then I got some other things from the Olympics.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be valuable except you being in the background, Bobby.
Yeah, that destroys it.
So hey, you have them all in one frame, the magazine and the puck and all together? Or?
Yeah, actually. I have in a frame, I have the puck, my credentials.
Yeah, that's
there's a Sports Illustrated cover, and then also the actual picture of that puck is, was on like the story page, and I have that on there too.
Okay, what do you think, Bill? A few hundred maybe?
Oh, I think that needs to stay in the Bobby family.
Yeah.
For the rest of it. It's what I call worthless and priceless.
That's great. The other thing that I have is the starting markers. This is being the 92 Olympics in Barcelona. The starting markers for Carl Lewis and Jackie Joyner-Kersee when they would start for the long jump. They all have their own their three different colors has the the Barcelona Olympic symbol on it. But
would you run out there at like 4 a.m. and snag those, Bobby?
No. After they were finished or whatever, I just picked them up. I'd ask them.
Now, how about that, Bill? I've heard of things like that that can go for some bucks. Is that anything? Yeah,
that would be a gigantic question mark.
Yeah. I guess you'd have to just try
the Bobby family, right?
Yeah, no,
right.
You might want to try to auction it. I don't know, Bobby.
This Bobby family museum that he's going to be opening.
You're starting.
I got a ton of stuff, though. I should probably give you a call after you're done. But
check with Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott Auctions, 1-866-462-2273. Give him a call maybe at the end of the week when he's back in town. He is at the Sun Times Show in Rosemont today from about 10 to 2. So if you're in the area, anybody's in the area, you can do that. Okay, I don't know how anybody's going to top Bobby there. But let's see what we have here. We've got... now here's a signed negative. Is this from Ree? Is that the correct name?
Yes.
Hi, Ree. What do you have?
I have a picture, the actual picture, and a negative. It's Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, all standing together, and the negative is signed by Michael Jordan.
The negative is signed?
Yeah, so the picture, when you print it, it has Michael Jordan's signature on it.
Huh. So, now that's something that I haven't seen before. I thought you were going to say they printed up the photo and you had all three of them sign one. Is that something you've ever seen, Bill, a negative sign?
No.
The one thing, you can print photos. I guess the actual signed negative has to be worth at least a couple hundred dollars, I would think. Any Jordan signature is at least a couple hundred. But that's an unusual one. I really don't know what to make of that one.
I'd need to see it.
Yeah. If you want to bring it, show it to Bill at the Sun Times Show today. Maybe it's better than it sounded. I don't know. Okay, we have Kevin from Kankakee. This sounds interesting. Kevin, tell us what you have.
I have two programs from the Black Sox team that I found in an old trunk, and there's stuck in between a bunch of old newspapers, so they're in both really good condition with Shoeless Joe Jackson and Buck Weaver and all that. And both games are playing the Tigers, and Ty Cobb's on the Tiger roster. And it's got all the old advertisements. It's a booklet, and it's got the old advertisements of the trolley cars and Edelweiss beer, and it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I like that. How's the value on that, Bill?
Well, Kevin, are they programs from the 1919 season?
I believe so. I'm pretty sure it's from that season. And like I say, they're both in real good condition.
Are they two-page fold-out things or a 12-15-page program?
It's like a 12-15-page program with all the advertising and everything. And one of the games, they kept score in the you know, in the middle they have the scorecard. Right. And they kept score with pencil in one of the games.
Not a bad thing at all. I mean, if they are from 1919, those are very, you know, depending on condition, is going to determine
very good condition. Because they were stuck in a bunch of big stack of old early 1900 newspapers of Jack Johnson fights and all that. And so they were stuck in between the newspapers, a big stack, so they're both in really good condition.
There wasn't a tobacco card of a guy named Honus Wagner in that stack, was there?
No, but there's an autograph of Shoeless Joe Jackson. No,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right over.
Yeah. Okay, well, so you really couldn't estimate even that the value of that? Or?
Well, I mean, they could be several hundred dollars, even more than that. I'd love to see them, Kevin, and just to verify that they are from 1919 and everything. If you're interested in selling them, by all means, dude, give me a call.
We'll take a picture, scan it, and email it. I'd love to see that.
Very good. You can email them to vince@ercdelivery.com. That's cool. Hey, we got a tweet from somebody here, IR Beer Man. Okay, sounds like he's right up my alley
just
here.
Just getting home.
He has a that's right. He has a Brett Favre Iron Man painting, number 17 of his total streak. So I guess they did one for each thing, autographed and painted. That's kind of cool. I Beer Man, if you can send me a picture attachment on Twitter, we'll talk about it again next week. I kind of like that. I'll follow you, Mr. Beer Man, and we'll connect on that later. Okay, Phil from Portage is waiting online. What do you have there, Phil?
I have a rookie Shaquille O'Neal card and a Larry Bird MVP hoops card.
Well,
1992.
Yeah, that's the first one. Well, just so you know, folks, when you hear that sound, you're not in the drawing. There's so many Shaquille O'Neal rookie cards from 1992, I think you can put them together and go around the world with them. Okay, Larry from Bolingbrook. This sounds like a pretty good item here, Larry. Tell us what you have.
Well, I have an ABA basketball with the red, white, and blue with the Dave DeBuscher, the commissioner. No signatures, no autographs, still in the original packaging.
Still in the original box?
Oh, that's cool.
Does it have the original box, Larry? When you say original packaging, what do you mean?
Rawlings, I believe, was the manufacturer of that ball at that time, so I still have that box.
Wow. A nice, clean, red, white, and blue original ABA ball in the original box. Gosh, Larry, you could be talking several thousand dollars.
There's one. Hey, listen to Larry. He's just like doing a dance right now. And
I sure am.
Well, the only way to find out is to contact Bill Huggins and put it in a Huggins and Scott auction, and then you'll find out for sure what
it's
worth.
That'd be a great item for one of our auctions.
Maybe you can bring it, show it to him at the Sun Times show today. He's there 10 to 2. Oh, man. Now, I got fooled on that one time when we were on the air before. I thought, an ABA ball, I used to practice with those all the time. That's no big deal. And I found out at that time, those are big money. Next on the line, we have Cody from St. Charles. What's new, Cody? What do you have that's valuable?
Good morning. I got a Kyrie Irving autographed swingman jersey, but the catch is it's number 15 from when the lockout was happening, and it's with COA.
Okay, it's a Kyrie Irving, did you say a game-worn jersey? I'm sorry, what did you say it was?
It's not the game authentic, it's a swingman jersey.
Okay.
And it's got the 15 on it, not the 2. Does that decrease the value, or is that something more rare?
No, I think that actually would probably decrease it, but it's still probably worth a few hundred dollars because Kyrie's stuff is, you know, there's not a ton out there yet, and he's one of the top young point guards in the league, so that's still got some pretty good value to it. I was contacted on the phone at T-Crown from a lady who had her son had been ill and got a signed ball from the Cubs back when they thought this was going to be the rotation. It was signed by Wood, Pryor, Zambrano, And then who would have thought that the good thing was that Maddux was on there, that with everybody was so big on these hard-throwing young pitchers, what a rotation. And the guy that really has the value from the whole thing is Maddux. Yep. But, you know, I would think that's always going to have value. It's kind of like that team will probably turn out to be like the 69 Cubs, where there will always be collectible value for those guys. I would think that'd be a couple $100 for that bat, so... Okay, we have, what made me think of that? Michael's got an item here with similar. What do you have there, Michael?
Hello?
Yeah, Michael, what do you have?
Let's go while we're young.
Hey, guys. 1987, August, Greg Maddux and Rafi Palmeiro showed up at Chicago Ridge Mall in Chicago Ridge, 95th and Ridgeland. And it was Maddux's first year that he kind of broke out. I think he had, like, there was some Cy Young buzz and stuff at the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Palmeiro might as well use for toilet paper now, right?
But you know, he still has some value to his signatures. But, you know, compared to what it was when he just hit the 3,000 hits, 500 home run club, his stuff was really hot. And now he's
right.
He's in that group of steroid guys that really dropped
him. I don't know why. It was like my first day at seventh grade football practice, and it's the only practice I ever missed. So I went to Chicago Ridge Mall, and the Maddux is like notebooks. What is that? 12x7, black and white photo. He looks like he's about 18 in the picture with the little cheesy mustache.
Yeah.
But I was an experienced collector at the time. But I had him sign it to my good friend Mike.
Okay, well, that whenever they're personalized, it hurts the value. Some it's probably still 75 to 100, Michael. It's not bad. You're lucky. Palmeiro would have been a for sure Hall of Famer. Maddux will be a Hall of Famer. It just it hurts that. Who knows what'll happen with these steroid guys if they'll ever get in or not? We really don't know. Next on the line. Before we get to the next call, I was doing a thing. We've had kind of debates at T-Crown about this year's football NFL draft class and how good it is. Most people don't really like it that much especially compared to last year's. But I'm saying, look at some of the rookie quarterbacks in this year's class. You've got Mike Glennon starting, E.J. Manuel starting. They both have quarterback ratings over 80. Glennon's is 87.7. He was just like 21 to 24 last week. Geno Smith's been more of a roller coaster. He shows he can win close games, but he's been making a lot of mistakes. But it's still, you have a lot of good tight ends, wide receivers, running backs mixed in. Not a bad rookie class at all. Now, what made me think of this, I wanted to look back at last year's rookie quarterbacks with what their ratings were at the end of the year. Andrew Luck, as good as he is and as promising as he is, at the end of the year, his rookie year, he only had a 76.5 quarterback rating. So, you know, it's tough for rookies to make it. Russell Wilson is the guy that's really surprised me. Rookie year, 100. This year he's at a 105.1 quarterback rating. I mean, it helps to have a really good team with you, but he's the guy that really has stood out. So we have one more call here. Brian from Buffalo Grove, and this sounds like a neat one, Brian. Tell us what you have.
Yeah, I got a letter signed by Brian Piccolo when he was sick. I wrote to him when I was a teenager, and I got an autograph picture of Brian Piccolo signed by Brian.
So he wrote you a letter and signed?
No, I wrote him, and then back.
And he sent you a signed photo back.
Exactly.
Don't those go for at least $500, Bill, a Brian Piccolo signed photo?
Yeah, I'd have to check our archives. But, yeah, I know we've sold Brian Piccolo signed photos and also footballs where he has been on there for the brief time that he was with the Bears.
Yeah.
And, no, his signature is quite in demand.
That movie really made him big. So if you ever want to auction that, Brian, HugginsandScott.com, Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince? We're at the end of another show. Vince Clementi from ercdelivery.com. Can you pick the winner for us?
Yes, I am. Here we go. Winner's going to be Brian from Buffalo Grove.
Brian from Buffalo
Grove.
We have
the Brian Piccolo signature.
Oh, the guy that was just on. Okay, very good. Brian, with the Brian. Now, Vince, what does he have to do to get the boxes? Because we've had three in a row here. This is a big prize.
Yes. All he's got to do is email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll match up the email, and he'll be the winner, and I'll set up a delivery time at his convenience.
Vince's company, ercdelivery.com, has on-demand delivery, so they can, any size item pretty much, they can deliver for you. Piano, anything.
That's right.
And Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. Bill, it's great to have you in the studio this week. Good to see you in Chicago. And you're going to be at the Suntime Show from 10 to 2 today in Rosemont, correct?
Yes, I will be there, and love to see some of the guys show up.
Yeah, say hi to Bill. Tell him what you think about the show. Hopefully it's good. And, Bill, thanks for being with us. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville. I'm there pretty much 24 hours a day. And I'm there all the time. So thanks for listening. We're on from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time every week. It's been a great show, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Have a good week.